With NPR News in Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer. It's a clash of the team chants in the NCAA basketball tournament. Austin Peay State University will play number one Kansas with its famous Rock Chalk Jayhawk cheer. But 16th-seeded Austin Peay has its own memorable mantra. Are those cheerleaders saying, "Let's go pee"? Yes. Yes, they are. The fans start softly and build.
Let's go pee. Let's go pee.
That's sophomore Kearney Foster and two friends showing how it's done. The first time Foster heard the wordplay was at orientation. It was a little weird.
The man shouted out, he was like, "Let's go pee." And then he was like, "Everyone, let's go to the restroom." I was like, but I got used to it.
The school's namesake was a Tennessee governor who died in office in 1927. Austin Peay, spelled P-E-A-Y, may be best known for his role in banning the teaching of evolution in schools, leading to the famous Scopes monkey trial. Over time, the school has fully embraced its surname with a wink.
Let's go pee!
Let's go pee!
Let's go pee!
That's from a commercial produced by the university. This is not some underground chant against the wishes of stuffy administrators. The slogan is on banners all over campus. The bookstore is full of t-shirts. Let'sGoPee.com is the athletics website. Basketball head coach Dave Luce says it's no longer a joke.
Sometimes people will make light of that, but it's pretty serious to people around here, that's for sure.
Lou says there's pride in the chant and power, says senior guard Khalil Davis.
We could even be down 10, but right when we hear "Let's go pee" from our crowd, it just turns us all up, because we know that "Let's go pee" let us know that the crowd is still on our side no matter how much we're down.
And Austin Peay has been down. In fact, there wasn't a whole lot to cheer about this year. The Governors, that's their mascot, went into the postseason with a losing record and then caught fire, winning the Ohio Valley Conference and an automatic invitation to the NCAA tournament. It's hard to pinpoint when this cheer really took hold, but the school points to the early 1970s.
Now, James Fly Williams, the one that put Austin Peay on the map.
I tracked down Fly Williams in Brooklyn, New York, where he helps run a youth rec center. He was a street baller known for his stylish clothes who was recruited to play in Tennessee. The combination of Fly and Peay opened a world of possibilities.
They used to say, "Fly's open, let's go pee. We're going to pee on you. We're going to pee on you."
Austin Peay went to the NCAA tournament both years. Williams was wowing the crowds. This week, he says he'll put the game on the TV at his rec center, but he's not sure it's a good idea to teach the kids about his alma mater's infamous cheer. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.